Yes, we un-rickrolled you here to come live from the jobs fair at Harvest Ridge, and I am speaking with Lieutenant Governor John Husted. Lieutenant Governor, welcome to Holmes County. You just walked around. What is it like seeing all these employers and all these people here for this?
Well, they have one thing in common. All of them have jobs and not enough people to fill them. So this is a really important opportunity. They're trying to recruit young people, career-changing, folks with career change in mind. Holmes County economy is really strong, and the businesses of the region need a workforce.
And being at a job fair like this, how important, with you've talked about how many jobs are available, having fairs like this, how important is that for counties and towns to have?
So the places that succeed the best are the ones that have their public sector and the education sector working closely with the private sector to make sure that they're doing that continuous pipeline of talent, or helping to reskill or upskill existing employees. So that partnership and the creation of that collaboration between educators and the employer community is critical to having a thriving, healthy local economy.
And a lot of especially the younger set that I've talked to, they're looking for tech jobs. How promising is that to you, knowing what's coming down the chute here in Ohio?
Well, everything is tech, from your car to the food you eat to your, you name it. It's all got some tech infusion into it. And young people, like a lot of that, because you can, in some cases, employers kind of gamify the job and help incorporate the technology that younger people that are accustomed to into the workplace. Now, maybe for their parents or their grandparents, that doesn't sound so exciting, but we're changing with the times, and right here in Holmes County, you can see that it's happening.
And I know you're trying to fit as much as you can in here in the area. Are you hoping that more folks, working with Jobs Ohio are going to do these kind of things throughout the summer?
Yeah, absolutely. Other things that are also here are maybe helping people who have some sort of disability find an opportunity to go to work. Maybe somebody thought that they couldn't find a job. Well, hey, there's job training here for you. Like, all of those support services are available. So it's not just you show up and we decide to hire you or not. There's all kinds of support services too, from how you find childcare, how do you get retrained, how do you use the latest technology. Employers are willing to bend over backwards to help get you a job and help them serve their customers.
And any last thoughts on the jobs economy here in Ohio?
Right now in Ohio, we have 4 jobs for every 1 person on unemployment. We have more jobs than people. And so we got to get everybody off the bench, into the game, get them the skills they need, because if we want to continue to grow the economy, the most important ingredient to that is talented people. And so that's our job. That's why I'm here today.
And career techs really fit into that.
Oh, my goodness, career tech at your high school. It's the best value in education. Either get career tech at your high school, go to your career center. It literally is booming, because employers are saying, hey, you don't need to go to college. We'll hire you right out of high school if you have these technical skills, whether that's maybe an apprentice in manufacturing or in the construction trades. Intel told me the other day they need 1,000 plumbers and pipe fitters and electricians. I mean, literally, like, employers are saying, you want to be in the auto industry, we'll hire you right out of high school. You want to be in healthcare, we'll hire you right out of high school. The world is changing. Career centers are the pathway to great opportunity.
And the state is helping those.
Absolutely. We've invested $300 million additional in expanding our career centers, opening up slots for 15,000 more students a year to get a career tech education. It used to be that people said, well, career tech is a second-class education. Now they realize it's a first-class education, where you don't need to go to college to have a great career, because you can learn the technical skills right while you're in high school.
And any last words of encouragement for those folks looking for jobs or looking for employees?
For people looking for jobs, it's a buyer's market for you. There are more jobs than there are people. There's never been a better time to look for a job. For employers, my best advice to them, collaborate with the Ohio Means Job Center, like we have here, to help find people, with your career centers, with your high schools, to find them before somebody else snatches them up.
Well, thank you so much for your time here today. And any last comments you want to send folks out?
Holmes County is doing great. I've been in Wayne County, Holmes County today, and I'm excited about the future of our state.
Well, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. That was Lieutenant Governor John Husted here on WKLM and reporting live from the Harvest Ridge Jobs Expo. I'm Melissa Patrick.